This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, it's 30 minutes past one on an absolutely stunningly beautiful autumn day in Melbourne. You're listening to Sammy, and I have got Lawrence with me today. Hey Lawrence, how are you going?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. Look, thank you for coming in. Today we're going to talk a little bit about some of your background and your story and some of the groups that you're involved with, some of the youth groups and those sorts of things. So yeah. Where would you like to begin on your story? Do you want to start at age 15 perhaps?
I'll start at age 15 or 16, yeah. Well, I realised I was about homosexuality when I was around 13, but I never actually explored it until I was around 15 or 16. I found out about minus 18 through a local counsellor, my school counsellor, and he was really nice. He showed me all the really good stuff about minus 18, and I went online, went on the forums, and joined the community, yes. It was a lovely experience. Other than that, it was pretty good, yeah.
Okay, and so when did you first kind of identify that maybe you identified as gay or queer or whatever labels or whatever you want to call yourself? When did you first sort of feel that way?
I felt that way around probably 13 or 14. Yeah, that was around that time. And since I went to an all-guy school, it was pretty much like strange to me and foreign because everyone was really quite homophobic. But it was quite strange. But I really did. Explore was a really good word I could use.
But it was a religious school. I won't say what religion unless you want to, but it was a religious school, is that right?
Yes, it was a religious school, single sex, yeah.
And somewhat traditional and conservative in values. So very difficult to share how you feel with your friends.
Yes, it was. I found it really hard to come out until about year 11 or so when I came out to most of my friends, and they were really accepting, surprisingly. And around year 12, I came out to most of my teachers, and they were really lovely to me. It was such a great experience.
That's great. The teachers at the religious school.
Yes.
That's fabulous. How old are you now?
I'm 19.
So this is only like a year or two ago that you first...
Yes.
...bravely decided to come out.
Yes.
And you found support in groups like Minus 18.
Yes.
And what do you think about the things that they put on?
Minus 18 is a fabulous community. I love them to bits. They've done so much for me. When I was young and insecure, I went to them and they pretty much showed me the way where I actually came out to everyone, and it was such a lovely thing to do.
And you've made some really good friends there as well?
Yes, I have many, many good friends that I'll probably have for life.
Fantastic. And it's also caused you to decide to get involved in some other groups as well.
Yes, I have. I'm a part of Australian Scouts. Stuff. They're really accepting. They're really accepting of my sexuality.
A lot of people may, or maybe some people don't know, that the Scouting Association in the United States is a horribly homophobic organisation.
That is
correct. But it's not like that at all in Australia, is it?
When I came out, when I was in Scouting, it was pretty much really good. Everyone accepted me for who I am. I think it made me even more fabulous the way I was.
Fantastic. And what sort of other organisations have you got involved with?
I work with city councils and all that, like Youth Stream and all that, and City of Darebin. Like, I've been actively involved with many major councils, groups and all that, like Queer in Kingston, which is based in the City of Kingston, which is really good. They're a nice GLBTI youth group that focuses on, you know, being who you are and all that.
So what are the sorts of things that those... So you mentioned two of them, the Darebin one and the Kingston one. So what are the sorts of things that they do? Is it something that's organised by the council, or are you lobbying the council, or is it just more like a social gathering, or what do you do?
Well, I believe it's just a social gathering. We're not in Queer in Kingston. It was basically just a social gathering. Like, you meet other people that are around your age and you go out to movies and all that. Free of charge, of course, by the city of council, the city of Kingston, and it was really good because it helped people like me who didn't have much money on me.
Cool. Okay. And what other Youth Stream? What's Youth Stream?
Youth Stream is it was formed at the Connect 4 conference last year, and basically it's just a youth organisation that will help that tries to establish ways on how we can improve youth's lives, like the system, how the system treats young people as a case, a number, not a human, which is we're trying to change that, and we're trying to like have ways where we can be treated like human, like youth, and not just a number.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I was maybe even a little bit younger than you, I thought we were all smarter than all the adults, and that I was kind of annoyed that all the adults were running the world, and I thought we could have done a better job. Do you guys feel the same way? nothing changes, does it, as far as that's concerned? Mm. And I reckon that the kids of today are smarter than my generation because you're so much better connected. You've all got Facebook and Twitter and email and SMS and what have I forgotten, Skype, endless ways to communicate and connect. Do you use those sorts of social media things to keep in touch?
I do. Facebook's a really good tool to network. It's lovely tool. You can connect with your friends all around the world, and I really appreciate how they've put it all together.
And minus 18, are they active on social media?
Yes, they are. They're really active, and it's really good how they represent.
Cool. All right, we're going to listen to a little bit of music here. I hope you're enjoying listening to Lawrence. It's National Youth Week this week, and today on Joy 94.9, we've tried to bring us some youth in to talk about their stories. If you'd like to send me a message, please SMS us and tell us you're listening and that you're enjoying listening to our young people today. You can SMS me on 0427JOY949, or you can email me at onair@joy.org.au.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ Community Radio Station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, it's 1:30. Just a quick message to say hello to Melissa. Thank you, Melissa, I got your message. And I hope you're enjoying the beautiful, beautiful weather that we're having today in Melbourne. And I haven't even had time to look at the forecast. I may do it. I'm too busy. I'm too excited speaking with our special guests today. And I have Lawrence with me this hour. How you going, Lawrence?
I'm pretty good.
Let me put your microphone on.
I'm pretty good, yeah.
Awesome. I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about some of the other things that you're interested in. So you're into music.
Yes, I am. I love music. It's my passion.
So, but you also produce a little bit of your own music as well.
That's correct.
Tell me what you do.
I record body percussions onto a microphone and put onto a loop and just basically play it and make a song out of it.
So these are like the clicks and bangs and
yep.
and all those sorts of funny noises.
Correct.
And you mix them all together to yes, make it into percussion.
Yes.
Cool. And what else do you do?
I sing. I sing sometimes for like events and all that, which is pretty helpful. I can sing you guys a song now if you want.
Oh, that'd be great. Why don't you sing us a song? Okay, everybody, you're ready. Lawrence is going to sing a song. And you don't have any musical accompaniment. That's very brave.
Yeah.
So, cool. All right, so do you want to tell us what you're going to sing us then?
I'm going to sing you guys They Weren't There by Missy Higgins. Cool eyes.
All right, awesome. Off you go. Thank you.
You breathe infinity into my world, and time was lost up in a cloud and in a whirl. We dug a hole in the cool grey earth and lay there for the night. Then you said, wait for me, we'll fly the wind. We'll grow old and you'll be stronger without him. But oh, now my world is at your feet. I was lost and I was found, but I was alive and now I've drowned. So now I'll be waiting for the world to hear my song, so they can tell me I was wrong. But they went dead beneath your stare, and they went stripped till they were bare of any bindings from the world outside that room. Yeah.
Awesome. Wow, that's fabulous. Top stuff. I wish we could have some of your percussion stuff to play, but we didn't really get time to organise it. But that's fabulous. You're a very brave man singing without a musical accompaniment. Mm. Not many people would do that. So, you also said there was some other sort of things you're into, graphics.
Graphic design, yeah. I love messing around with Photoshop and all that, which is pretty fun sometimes.
So like, what do you do? What sorts of stuff do you do?
Like, sometimes you artworks and just modify them, like draw something and scan them into a computer, draw something or photocopy it, make it into a really nice artwork on Photoshop.
Cool. And, yeah. And then do you like publish them somewhere?
On DeviantArt sometimes, but not much anymore. I used to publish a lot, but not much anymore.
DeviantArt.
DeviantArt, yes.
Cool.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Hey, Lawrence, I just wanted to talk to you about something. What could we tell people who are out there who are maybe feeling a little bit worried about coming out, or they want to build their network a little bit? You know, they might be very young and shy and not want to talk to people. So, you know, what would be some of the things that you think that they might be able to do to kind of help them get started on their journey of exploring and figuring out if they're, you know, what their sexual orientation or gender identity or those sorts of things might actually be?
Yeah, from my personal experience, what I did was basically speak to my local counsellor, which is my school counsellor, and he was really nice. He was quite surprised, but at the same time, he showed me all the links to Minus 18 or the queer community. He gave me a book called My Friend is Gay, and that really helped me a lot.
So this is a school counselor at a religious school.
Correct.
Was supportive.
Yes.
And didn't try to say this is wrong or morally wrong or any of those other things, and actually gave you a book and gave you links to things.
Yes.
That's fabulous. And I would hope that that would be the same experience
for most kids.
You would hope so. You can contact Sammy directly at Joy if you like, if you come across a counsellor that doesn't do that, and I'll go after them. So school counsellor is a good person to start perhaps exploring your journey and talking to. And what about confidentiality?
Counsellors are strictly bound by confidentiality. They won't tell anyone unless it's life endangerment. But if you're just talking about gay links and all, I don't think they'll tell anyone about that. And they probably won't, because it's part of the law, which is really good, because it was kind of a safety net for me to like fall back on if in case, like, you know, like I knew that they wouldn't tell anyone, and it was really good because I was quite closeted, didn't want to tell anyone, and he gave me the links. I came affirmed to my sexuality around that time as well, which is really good. And I believe my first step was talk to my counselor, which has really helped a lot.
Well, that's a really good story, because I would be nervous, to be honest, if it was me, thinking about talking to someone at the school like that. And of course, Minus 18 is a fabulous resource, as I've learned a lot more about it today. So you can just turn up to a social event of some sort. You can tell your mum and dad that you're going to meet with a friend, and you can actually go to a Minus 18 social event instead.
Yes,
I know children who tell their parents they're doing one thing and do something else. I'm sure we've all done it. Cool, so they're the sorts of things that would really, really help.
Yes, it would. Like, Minus 18 will bring you in and they'll make you fabulous.
Oh, well, we're all fabulous inside. It's just that we haven't maybe had the opportunity to show the world how fabulous we are. What do you reckon?
Yeah,
I think so too. You're listening to Joy 94.9. Today I have had Lawrence in with me, and Lawrence is with Minus 18, and he's a youth, and he came out as gay and has had a life experience like all of us have had, some good things and some tough challenges. And I wanted to thank you for coming in and talking with us and sharing your story with us today, Lawrence.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.